The first one I'm going to go to, you've heard me talk about it, of going down to Birmingham and Jason going through a prayer line and what was wrong with Jason and Jason getting healed. And I've tried to describe everything to you and what it was, but what happened when we heard about Brother Branham, when we just come into the message. So let me get back, and I don't want to take too much time on the details, but we'd heard Brother Branham was going to be in Birmingham and so on. We went down. But now, Jason had this eczema, and we took him to the doctor, and I've got a reason, for I'll show you in a minute. You're going to really see what I'm talking about. We took him to the doctor, and the doctor told us, Brother Andrew, and of course, Brother Andrew can say amen. He can vouch for what I'm going to say. He said, there is no cure for this. He said, all you can do is treat it. So, I don't know, that didn't sit well with us, and it certainly didn't sit well with Sister Jean. So, I talked to a medical person just recently and asked him about this. And she said, well, that's true. She said, and there's no cure for it today. She said, it's in a genetics in the blood, and she said, there's just no cure for it. So there is still no cure for it today. So I want to show you something in a minute. So I want you to keep your mind when your pastor walks out here today, you're really going to see what happened. And now just look at him and you can see. Now I know, I don't want you looking. I know he's almost as handsome as Dad, but we're not going to go there. So that's not why I want you to look at him. All right. So what happened when we got there? Here's what was set in my heart. I mean, it was really set, Brother Dale. This is the one time in my life that I know, Brother Luther, I had perfect faith. And what is perfect faith? It's what Jesus said, whatsoever you ask and don't doubt. If there's no doubt there, nothing, he said, then you're going to have exactly what you asked for. Now, there was not even a grain of sand in my mind that this was not going to happen. I had my mindset, my heart said, if I could get before that prophet, God was going to heal my son. I mean, I don't even think the devil didn't even waste time or a spirit come around trying to convince me because he knew I was convinced. Now, I don't know if I've ever had perfect faith since then, but I can assure you, I did have perfect faith for that. So, you know the story. We got there, and I took up a prayer card. And it happened on that Sunday evening. He went overtime, and he didn't use the prayer cards. Now, Sister Jean pointed out something the other day when we was talking about this. She said, well, you know, sweetheart, if he would have called prayer cards, and there was a whole crowd of people there, she said, you might not even have been called. So I thought, well, hey, that's truth. So I see more of God working in this. And so when I come through the prayer line, and I got to Brother Branham, he pulled me up to him, and I'm talking about up to him, not just away. I mean, I'm up to him. So he just simply says, son, he said, you believe, don't you? And my words was, yes, sir, I do. And I knew that I had believed. I didn't go away worrying whether it was going to happen or not going to happen. I knew it was going to happen. So, and of course, you've heard the story. We got back home. Her sister had been babysitting on Monday, and it started to get better and better and better. And she said, and all of a sudden, it just started getting better about that 4 o'clock that evening, which was, I think, about 3 o'clock in Birmingham. I went through the prayer line. Okay, so now that's enough of that, and we've told that over and over. Now, I want to show you something. Go ahead, Matthew, and bring it down. Now, can you see that without turning off the lights? Well, now, that's not Jason, but that was Jason's face. And maybe a little worse. Now, what happens with this stuff, and I've got more. What you do, you just pull it up on internet. I typed in eczema. The doctors call it eczema. I call it eczema. So, but anyway, I pulled up children with eczema. Is it eczema or eczema, Brother Andrew? Eczema? Okay. Anyway, eczema or eczema, with the doctor's chronologically good language, it's eczema, right? With my English, it's eczema, right? But you know, right? Okay. So we're square. Both of us know what we're talking about, right? Okay, so if I can show you some more of this, but I don't have time. Have I got just another picture? Just one? Oh, okay. Now you can see that is looking. Now what happens when you get this? It spreads. And if you pull up some of these pictures, some of them are horrible. And that would have happened. Now, that's what Jason had. And there was no cure for it. And we got back home, and he still had some. But just over a period of a short time, it started drying up, it's gone. Amen. So you can look at his face as close as you want to. If you get Sister Deborah's, permission, you can get up real close and look at him. So there's nothing there to show of this. So that, to me, was nothing but God. Now, Brother Branham made a statement. I think it was Brother Branham. I'm sure it was. He said, and I think I've heard it, or at least ways we've quoted it 1,000 times, that God will never confirm a lie. He'll never confirm a lie. I mean, of all the thousands of times that he stood out there and discerned all the way from a childhood all the way back and told him everything about him, and he said, now, if I have told you the truth, then God will come and confirm it. Amen? So every time he confirmed it. So I've talked about that for a long time, but I wanted to, now then, you know exactly what Jason looked like, and you know how many tears his mother shed. But she believed. And actually, she had great faith, and I believed with her. I know that I wasn't going to get through all these, and I've got lots of them. But let me tell you one more. And you've heard these, but I think it's so good if we just rehearse them. How many of you ever saw the Witness film? Wow. How many of you say again? How many of you ever saw the Witness film? Well, maybe about half. Okay. When you watch the Witness film, the first thing Brother, I'm probably going to do this one. The first thing Brother Biscoe said, he said, now, I was young. And he said, you know, he said, I saw all the things that was inside and everything, that all these healings had took place. But he said, what I wanted to see was something on the outside. So he said, I'd been going with a bunch of my friends, but he said, that night, I happened to leave them, and he said, I got right down on the front where I could see. And he said, Brother Branham discerned a lot of sicknesses, and he discerned this, and he said, every time he'd do this, and he said, well, he said, just as I thought, he said, now after all, I've got the best seat and the best time, and I'm right here where I can see everything, and he's not going to do nothing on the outward. He said about that time, they brought a little girl up to Brother Branham, and he said she was blind, totally. He said her eyes, you could just see little dots that went right into her nose. He said that, I'm watching this very intently now, and he said he prayed once and nothing happened, twice and nothing happened, 3 times and nothing happened, 4 times and nothing happened, and he said by that time, you know, his faith is starting to go down. He said 5 times, nothing happened. And he said 6 times, nothing happened. And he said on the 7th time, before he prayed, he just pulled her up to him and talked directly to Satan and told Satan that God had told him if he would be sincere and get the people to believe, nothing would stand before his prayers. Now, Brother Biscoe said Brother Branham didn't look down to see if she could see. He said he just looked out and spun that child around. And he said, I'm looking at the perfect set of eyes, and that little girl's looking to the light, and her eyes are watering all. So, now, please tell me you don't think a man could really do that, amen? So, to me, those are some of the greatest things that I know of. Though, how many times have I watched that film? I couldn't even count the times. And it's just so wonderful to watch. One little incident, Brother Bud smoked. Brother Biscoe said he smoked, but he said, you know, all the years, I didn't know Brother Bud smoked. Now, this is a little simple thing. This ain't the great big thing. But he said when we was out on the hunting trip, he said, Brother Bud said, well, I'm going to go and check on the horses to make sure they're all right. So he said, really, what do you want to do is go down there. Bud said, what do you want to do is go down there and give him a quick smoke. So when he come back up, he's outside the tent, fixing coffee or something, and Brother Branham is inside the tent. He said, hey, Bud. He said, yes, sir. He said, hey, Bud, did you ever smoke? He said, yes, sir. He said, when did you quit? He said, just now. So, I mean, see, that is how concerned God is with us. It doesn't have to be the great things. It can be the little simple things. And I look at those things, and, man, I tell you, sometimes, let me see. I'm going to do one more, and then we'll close. How many is familiar with a boy in Finland? So most of you are. Okay, so 2 years before this happened, Brother Branham had a vision 2 years before, and they all wrote it in the flyleaf of their Bible and all this. Now, let me tell you this. These men, Brother Jack Moore and them that was with Brother Branham in Finland, okay? So now they never really accepted the fullness of what Brother Branham was or what he come to. Good Christian men, Brother Branham loved them, but they never really accepted it. Now, common sense will tell you, if all this was phony, them men wouldn't have stood for that. All these things that you hear, nobody disputed them till after the prophet's gone. And now they come out from everywhere to dispute it. But then these men were with him, and God had it for a reason. They would have come back and said, no, that didn't happen. Brother Branham just told that. But you know, that didn't happen. And he said when it happened just like he said. He went over there and the little boy was dead. And he told him, he said, yeah, Brother Branham, that's what it like. So Brother Branham's statement now, and I ain't never heard, I've heard a lot of preachers in 50 years, but I've never heard one say, if what I'm telling you doesn't come to pass, then I'm a false prophet and you ought to run me out of your country. Now, you ever heard a man say that? So, but I'm going to tell you something. That's what that prophet said. See, he knew where he was standing with God. I mean, that is where my confidence at is in this message. And God, he knew exactly where he was standing at. Amen. So when he prayed, the little boy's living. And then even it went on down, the mother kept coming to Brother Branham about the other little boy that's in the hospital. And he couldn't tell her nothing. But she kept over and over and over. And finally, Brother Branham saw these flowers. And then he saw one down and saw it raise up. Then he knew. Then he said, call the woman. So her son was saved too. So this is just a drop in the bucket of what we can. And maybe there's all kinds of testimonies that would help you, really. God put these testimonies so they would help you. But people somehow or another don't listen to them. They don't want to go back and listen. Brother Biscoll's The Witness Film, Brother Perry Green's, Brother Sidney Jackson's, Brother Billy Paul, and many, many more. Many, many more. And most of these, Brother Way, Brother Mitchell, Brother Welch Evans. Here's the thing about it. Most all of these men I fellowshiped with for years and knew them and all those things. And they lived for years after these things happened. So I would encourage you, don't just quit. Those things are put there for your faith. And I promise you, if you will go back and look at some of them, your faith will be enlarged. All right? I didn't even get started. So we'll look again next Sunday maybe. Let's stand. I just want to encourage you. This prophet was sent of God. And everything that he said is going to come to pass because it was not him that said them. It doesn't matter what raises up against it. It means nothing to me because I know it's going to come to pass anyway. So everything else, we just want to keep in prayer, right? And what the Apostle John said, above all, love one another, regardless. And I don't think none of us is earthly perfect, but in Jesus Christ we are. So we're never going to get all this flesh perfected. If we could, it wouldn't have to be changed. Amen? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I just wanted to take these things because they mean so much to me, Lord. And Lord, I sat and saw so many of them, Lord, and talked to so many witnesses, Lord, and listened to testimony after testimony, and knew these men, Lord, and women, knew them for years, Lord, and fellowshiped with them. So I'm not telling them something that I heard or somebody else told me, Lord. A lot of these people, Lord, Sister Watkins and I sat and fellowshiped with them and loved them. And they told us all these great things, Lord. And those things, Lord, the witnesses have been staying power for us, Lord, all these years, Lord, that they have really built our faith and kept us, Lord, and helped us. And I pray, God, if we go over some more, whatever we do, that they will encourage the people and help them and let them really go back and see what you've done for this day, sending that prophet for this age. Help us now, Lord. Bless the continuance of the service, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, God bless you.